Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The Chiefs kingdom is excited. Last week, Arrowhead was at its very best as Kansas City eked out a tough 17-16 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Only the fifth time in the last 14 years that Kansas City has won its home opener. But the Chiefs get about 10 minutes to enjoy it, because this week, on the national stage, they travel to Philadelphia to meet the Eagles, the team that Andy Reid coached for 14 years. We're going to get you ready for the game. Brandon Albert will be our guest under the helmet. He has shown some unusual leadership with the offensive line, and he showed some guts because he was injured in the Dallas game and came back to make some key blocks late in the contest. There are so many ties to the Philadelphia Eagles on this Kansas City Chiefs franchise right now, both on and off the field. And one of those coaches that was with Andy for all those years in Philly will be part of our Coach's Corner segment. We'll talk with assistant head coach and wide receivers coach David Coley. And if you're fortunate enough to go to the game on Thursday night, there's a must visit, a place called Big Charlie's. And if you can't go to the game, we're going to take you there, because it might be the closest thing to Arrowhead Stadium east of the Mississippi River. But before we go any further, let's go back to last Sunday. The Chiefs were in all red for Big Red, wearing all red for the first time in franchise history. And Arrowhead was outstanding, as Andy's acre showed the Arrowhead advantage.
Back at Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, the Chiefs against the Dallas Cowboys. Red tops, red pants, red alert, red Sunday. Romo moves to his right. Romo's hit from behind. It was Parker who got him. And the ball's out at the 35. He's going to unload a pass downfield, and it's caught by Donnie Avery. A diving catch. Now he fumbles the ball. Picked up by Kansas City's Eric Berry. Still on his feet, right sideline. Snap back to Romo, looking left. He's sacked. Don Terry Poe. Goes to Charles. He finds his way in the end zone. Caught by Bo. 10, 5, touchdown. Kansas City.
Hey, listen, great job, man. Great job. You love every minute of it. The problem is the minutes are a little short right now, right? So, man, we gotta love it. We gotta love it hard, but we've also gotta get ourselves turned around and ready for Thursday night. All we do, we get these bodies back fresh, man. And we're rolling, huh?
We sure live, man. We win this game, we got a short week, man. Let's get back to work. Chiefs going through. 1, 2, 3, Chiefs!
One play at a time, one game at a time, all day.
Come on, baby, we gotta get in there.
The Chiefs beat the Cowboys because they made the key plays when they had to, and one group that did that the most was the offensive line. It wasn't easy blocking that Cowboys front seven. But when it mattered the most on the four-minute offense, the offensive line responded. And there is a guy leading this group. Keep in mind, it's the youngest offensive line in the NFL. But let's go under the helmet with number 76, Brandon Albert.
I feel like as a team, I think guys are bought into what Coach Reid wants and the coaching staff. I think guys are trying to do what they're expecting. You know, things are expected now. We're expected to perform well. It's not a wish thing. We're expected to do well, and that's the new thing around here. We want to do well.
Charles in, shading the left side. They fake the sweep. Bootleg right, quick throw. Goes to Charles. He finds his way in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Of course, he does a good job treating us like, we're men. We're professionals. And I think he has a good understanding that, he leaves it up to us to do our job. He lays up the blueprint. We follow, as professionals, You know, we come to work, we work hard. You know, he demands a lot of out of us, you know, on the practice field, and the guys are, you know, stepping up and doing the right thing. Atmosphere. You know, I've been here six seasons, and that's one of the best, if not best, you know, feelings I had at Arrowhead was this Sunday. You know, I had a lot of good feelings, you know, a lot of big games. I think that was the best, you know, that crowd and that energy was going on. You just, you know, you knew, I knew, and sitting there that, you know, we gonna pull this out because, you know, guys were playing their hearts out, and you know the fans are behind us. And you, when you got that Arrowhead behind you, you know it could be a weapon. Everybody knew it was a big game. You know the buzz around through the town. And, you know Cowboys are a big deal. They're a good team, well coached team. You know we just wanted to show that we compete with the big boys.
McGrath tight left, Fasano tight right. I formation set, lead play. Charles right side gets a block now two. Charles is at the 35, up the right sideline. Goes out of bounds, forced out at the 44-yard line, but it's a 16-yard run. Great blocking in front of him on that right side.
It's going to be another task. Each week it gets harder. Last week you had the Cowboys, and now you got this team coming up, the Philadelphia Eagles, that, you know, their stadium is going to be a tough game.
Short live, man. You win this game, you got to show week, man. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's get back to work, goddamn. Yes, one, two, three, cheese!
It's going to be crazy. You know the defense in and out, because on third down, that crowd gets loud. You know, you can't hear the person beside you talking to you. So you got to be on point with your assignment and your playbook, because when we ask that crowd to get loud on third down, there's no other stadium like it in the NFL.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. There is so much more coming at you here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. When we return, widely respected wide receivers coach David Coley sits down with me for an exclusive one-on-one as he goes back to Philadelphia. And our KCChiefs.com reporter, Rachel Sanchi, breaks down the key storylines leading up to this primetime matchup with the Chiefs and the Eagles.
It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We'll open the lines up. We've got a busy day, a busy week for the Kansas City Chiefs, coming off the win as no off day, no victory Monday, because they got to get ready to play on Thursday. So we're going to move fast and furious this week.
We don't have that much time to get out there on the field and practice, so every snap counts.
We're looking forward. We're trying to do great things here in Kansas City. So right now we're just focusing on getting the game plan ready and making sure we're ready to go.
We look forward to having the opportunity to play the Philadelphia Eagles. We know they're a good football team. We know it's Thursday night. We understand that. Our guys are gearing up. I know they're looking forward to the opportunity of playing a good football team.
Just 9 months into his tenure here in Kansas City, Andy Reid's Chiefs find themselves at 2-0 and riding high, coming off an emotional win at home versus the Dallas Cowboys. But you won't catch them celebrating for too long. With just 3 days to prepare, a primetime showdown against the Philadelphia Eagles looms on the horizon. Here are the three main focus points in week three. First, the obvious. Andy Reid will return to the city where he won 6 division titles and an NFC crown with the Philadelphia Eagles over his 14 years with the team. All eyes will be on Coach Reid on Thursday night in Philly. Second, the Chiefs' defense. After 2 weeks, they're ranked 4th in the NFL in yards per game and 2nd in points allowed. Bob Sutton's defensive style seems to be living up to its offseason billing, as the Chiefs are ranked 2nd in the league in turnover differential and have 9 sacks. They'll face a strong test in the Philadelphia Eagles. Chip Kelly's vaunted offensive attack has resulted in 447 yards and 31.5 points per game over the first 2 weeks of the season. Finally, Thursday Night Football. In a matchup many outsiders have been picking as one of the most intriguing games of the 2013 season, Andy Reid will showcase his new team on a national stage for the first time. Millions will be watching to see what Andy Reid has put together here in KC. Coming off a big win in the home opener, confidence is high here in Kansas City. As the showdown with the Eagles draws near, Chiefs fans will be watching closely to see if their team can continue to grow.
Well, it's interesting, David. You spent 14 years in Philadelphia, and then the schedule comes out, and you're going to Philadelphia as the Chiefs wide receivers coach. What about going back there?
The thing about it, Mitch, is in this league, you play 16 games. They're all important. Obviously, with this one happening early and having spent 14 years there with Coach Reid and Tom Melvin, our tight end coach, and myself, been there with him all 14 years, there's a little bit extra going back there. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't.
You and Andy spent a quarter of your life there. I mean, you got friends. It's going to be kind of a surreal experience.
Well, they're still my friends, but once we kick it off, it's our opponent. It's the third game of the season. They're all important. This one's not any more important than any others, other than the fact that I spent 14 years in Philadelphia and we're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm just a few months removed from having coached there.
You made a big decision to come here with Andy. What about that decision?
It was very easy because I work for one of the best human beings I've ever been around. Forget about the football part of it. He's one of the very best in this business at what he does. I'm a little biased, but I also understand what is good and what's not good. And I'm with a very good man. When I found out it was the Kansas City Chiefs, it kind of made it a little bit easier simply because I've always been a huge Emmett Thomas fan, a Lynn Dawson fan from way back. I have a little history from the standpoint with understanding what the American Football League was and how important the Kansas City Chiefs and Mr. Hunt was in getting that started. So it was very special when I found out that Coach is going to the Kansas City Chiefs. It has been everything that I thought it was before. Wonderful people here. I'm talking to one of them right now. And I'm looking so forward to it.
Let's talk about the guys that you coach. To me, it seems like an algebraic equation. You got all these variables in there. What about your group as a whole?
These guys I have know how to work. I knew who Dwayne was. I knew who Dexter was. I knew who those guys were. But when I got here and I saw that whole group, these guys know how to work. When you got guys that you know would do anything that you need to get done to get better, they've jumped all in from the word go. And that's all you can ever ask. And that's what we've gotten from day one from these guys.
A.J. Jenkins, Junior Hemingway, Chad Hall. What about those three guys?
I've got a little history with Chad because Chad was with us in Philadelphia when we were there. He is a special cat. Now, he's been a guy that his whole life people say, you're too small, you can't do this, you can't do that. Now he's going into his third or fourth year in the league now, and I'm tickled to death to have him. A.J. Jenkins, 2 years ago, I went and worked out A.J. Jenkins when he was at Illinois. Loved the guy. We made the trade to get him here. We wanted to get faster at the position. Obviously, A.J. is one of those guys that has made us faster. He has basically jumped in head first, and he's getting better and better every day, and he's going to be a major contributor for us. All the other guys that we've had here, and I'm telling you, they have just been everything that you want from the standpoint of saying, what do we need to do to get better? What do we need to do to become a winner? And they're doing that for us.
Don't go away. In fact, you're going to love this because after the break, we'll take you inside Arrowhead East. The Chiefs think they're going to enemy territory? There's a place to visit. One of the most loyal Chiefs fan establishments in the country just happens to be located in the heart of Philadelphia Eagles territory. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Now, we all know the loyalty and passion of Chiefs fans is felt worldwide. In fact, our award-winning show, The Chiefs Kingdom, with our 65 TPT crew, features some of those fans in some of those places. But one of the most impressive places on the earth is in South Philly. Yeah, just blocks from Lincoln Financial Field. Take a look at a Chiefs stronghold, Big Charlie's Saloon.
Take it back, do-do-do-do, take it back. take you back.
In our neighborhood, they're used to, they know who we are, and it's just that we don't get a double look anymore.
You're allowed to have whatever kind of team you follow. If you're staying in the front of the bar and you want to watch the games, that's well, you know, fine. But once you're in the back of the bar, it's Chiefs only. There's no deviating from it.
There's some guys who were Eagle fans. They came back here, and like I said, they never left. The next week, they had Chiefs stuff on, and that was it. And that's been, and they've been following us some 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. It went on like that, but that's, you know, a few guys are definitely converted.
Whether you're a new convert or a longtime patron of the bar, if you walk into Big Charlie's, you'll be walking into what seems like a regular bar. Until you notice that there's more than meets the eye.
I actually been told that it's like the Twilight Zone. Going in the bar, going in the back. People forget their problems. They forget work. They forget, you know, any money problems they might have. For 3 hours, we watch the games, and we just, you know, it's just different. It's just, it's like the Twilight Zone.
Marinovich has time, throws a pass. It's intercepted by Cherry, angling to the sideline, 35-30. He's sacked by Derek Cobble.
Play fake by Montana, wants to throw wide open. Joe Valerio has a touchdown.
Throwing on a seam pattern, he's got Dante Hall, 35-30.
Handoff, Holmes, oh, left guard, big hole.
He dives.
He's at the 30, McCluster could go. Flings a pass, it's intercepted in the left, led by Barry. Down goes Rogers. Holly, his third sack in the game. Side, Charles off tackle, he's at the 20. He's at the 30. They're not going to catch it. It's going to be touchdown, Kansas City.
You get invited to the back room. Like, you don't just go into the back room. You're invited.
You better make sure you're a Chief fan to get back here. There's a time where a Raiders guy went back there and tried to watch the game. We were playing the Raiders real nicely. He was told, yo, buddy, you got to get up to the front. And that was it. He didn't argue, and that was that. That was it. He seen the looks. Everybody turned around, knew he was a Raiders fan, and he was like, he looked like he knew he was in the wrong place.
If we think you're a nice enough individual, we'll take you to the back and show you what the back's like and then blow your mind a little bit.
They stop in once. They come in the back. If they come in the back, they don't leave. That's the bottom line. They don't leave.
Favorite part of the back room would have to be, naturally, game day, right at kickoff. The energy that's in there is unreal. There's a little tradition. When I became a Chiefs fan, they call it the last guy in. And the last guy, I'll explain that, is they're all sitting there now. They're already fired up pretty good for the game. So when you walk in, you get killed. You get wrecked. You get picked on. And I got picked on for quite a long time, but I'm not that guy no more because we got some new people. And I'm the first ones. Matter of fact, I invited a friend of mine to try to get him to be a Chiefs fan, and that's one of the main reasons. Took the heat off of me a little bit.
The patrons of Big Charlie's feel that this is a home away from home. Kansas City Chiefs fans feel the same about Arrowhead. It's only fitting that Big Charlie's has been christened its own nickname.
Arrowhead East fits perfect for what we are.
Somebody actually gave us that name. Somebody came in about 20 years ago. It was actually a guy that we really met that night. And he called us Arrowhead East. He used the phrase, and after that, it just went from there. People made T-shirts with Arrowhead East on it, and that's how that came.
I see people every day, and they'll ask me about, you know, oh, you're a Chiefs fan. Hey, yeah, you know them guys at Big Charlie's? I say, yeah, that's me. I mean, I am Big Charlie's. I'm with them guys. You know, you're talking to one of them.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. It's been a tough week and a short week, an exhilarating victory over the Cowboys, but now back on the national stage to meet the Philadelphia Eagles, the team that Andy Reid coached for 14 years. Now, next week, we'll be back at our regularly scheduled time as the Chiefs on Sunday will take on the New York Giants as Kansas City continues its ex officio membership in the NFC East with a third straight game against that division. And we'll get you ready right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
that toss power trap.